face. Lifeless, inhuman movement. You never stay the champion. What a strong community. Wow! Fragility! Wow! Fragility! Wow! Fragility!
Welcome to the Gashly Crumb Tinies. You're tuned into the only alphabetic radio show on CKUW 95.9 FM. Join me every Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. as I work my way from A to Z, playing songs from artists whose names start with the letter of the week. It's an hour of abecedarian power right here on the Gashly Crumb Tinies. Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Gashly Crumb Tinies. That was Geese and Taxes. And yeah, we out here playing with Geese. They're dangerous. But they're back from winter? No, I'm just kidding. That was geese from Brooklyn, I believe. Anyway, you've tuned into another week of Fun Drive programming right here on the Gashcom Tinies on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are running, yes, week two of Fun Drive, our annual fundraising campaign. We're trying to raise $60,000, which is a quarter of our modest operating budget for the year ahead. So far, we've raised $32,611, I believe that's to the dollar. We're more than halfway there, but we've got less than half the time left. So in about six-ish days, maybe five, my math's not great, we've still got to raise close to $28,000. So we've got our work cut out for us. It's a tremendous feat so far what we've raised, and I appreciate every single donation that's been given. But we're also very excited by the prospect that we're going to hear from you within the next 55 minutes. And in fact, right now would be a perfect time to call because our phone lines are absolutely open and free. So give us a ring. 204-774-6877. And our station's volunteer coordinator, Yagona, will guide you through all the simple steps of donating. Yagona is going to be our phone captain for the remaining part of the hour. And me, well, I'm Daniel. I'm currently holed up in the studio with the doors off. I've got the hinges bared and maximum exposure to the studio and the broader community in this important time of supporting CKW. Now, speaking of support, I'd just like to thank a few of the donors to my program so far. So my thanks and our thanks from the station go out to Leah for a $75 donation, Mike and Janice for a $35 donation, Kyle for a $75, and Jess and Alex for a $75 donation. And, I mean, me, myself, I may have thrown down a few dollars in the name of this program, but, of course, in support of the greater station itself. So thanks to you all. So far, my show's raised about $385, and I'm well on my way to meeting my goal, my show goal of $800, so I can make sure I contribute my fair part to the $60,000 goal. But to any of you out there who are listening and slightly concerned that I'm going to talk the whole time, I promise you, I've got a proper amount of music planned for the next hour. I'm going to play some underneath me, and then some will just stop to listen to, because that's what we try and do here on the Gashcom Tinies. I got to say, I really want to kick the show off with two bands that have really been knocking me over in the last few months or years. Kicking things off with Geese, especially, which is interesting. I don't remember this, but apparently we played a song of theirs back in 2022. So if I can pat myself on the back, I think sometimes we do tend to find ourselves ahead of the curve on some things here at CKW. And I'd love to be able to say we knew Geese were great before Brooklyn Vegan was boasting about their genius. But maybe that's taking it a bit far. We do play some very good music on this station. And I know that's one of the main reasons I started listening to CKW in the first place. Up to the point of eventually wanting to become a host of my own show and join this community back in 2015. I've been doing this show for over 10 years now. It's my 11th fun drive, which I'd say is rather impressive. And it has been a true privilege and like one of the joys of my life to be able to play incredible music for you folks on a weekly basis, sending out these little Gashly Crumb tiny vibes every Sunday evening and hoping they fall on good ears. I know they're falling on good ears because you're tuned in right now and you're listening, which makes me feel pretty special. So I appreciate that. But what would make me feel even more special is to hear the phone ring. It's been a few fun drives since I've heard the phone ring on a Sunday evening, and I know one is during Super Bowl and one is during a long weekend. But you're listening right now. It'd be incredibly cool to hear you call. Even if you just want to chat up, you're going to talk about what you love about CKW. We'd love to hear that, but we'd also love to chat about our different incentive and donation levels. Give us a ring at 204-774-6877. Now, hey, oh my God, it worked. Thank you for calling. Well, I mean, chances are you're probably tuned in at this particular time because you love some of the same tunes that I do, and I appreciate having this opportunity to play them for you. Right now we're listening to Great Grandpa. It's one of my favorite bands in the last few years, and I'm playing some songs off their latest album, Patience Moonbeam, which is such a tender title for an album, with songs both sweet and smoldering. And it's the kind of music I would hope to hear when I tune in to a campus or community radio station like CKW or UMFM, because I have positively no idea where else in the city I could hear music like this on the radio, sung by a trans man and his band of best friends from the West Coast. You know, we take pride in playing songs and broadcasting the voices of trans people, indigenous people, young people, and queer people. All kinds of voices that are unfortunately rarely given a radio platform elsewhere. And we live in a time where trans folks and queer folks are actively persecuted, not just south of the border, but inside our own borders. We live in a time where resistance is being required of us more and more in acts that are both great and small to ensure that worthy voices are heard and are able to resist these narratives of the binary or white supremacy. And in doing so through music and discussions on a radio station like CKW, it makes me feel like this is a valid and a necessary platform to maintain our community. Having a platform to celebrate the joys of minority groups and to spread the means of resistance against fascism and oppression, it makes the station feel like a beacon of hope that feels kind of rarefied in the world these days. It's not something we should take for granted, though, because CKW and platforms like it are already starting to disappear without the support of the communities that sort of helped create them, but that they've also helped maintain and create. And that support starts at home. It starts with you. So if you haven't called yet, please pick up the phone, dial 204-774-6877, and have an easy conversation with Yagona. He's one of the nicest people I know at this station. We need your financial support today to keep our radio station alive and to keep living by the same principles that got us on the FM airwaves in the first place back in 1999. So let's keep amplifying the songs you want to hear and those marginalized voices with a song up next that features Al Mene, also, as I said before, from Great Grandpa. He's a trans musician from the U.S. The song's called Task. And when you listen to this song, when it poses the question, won't you tell me what my task is? I want you to know that there is a task for you right now. Your task is to call 204-774-6877 and make a donation to keep our community radio station alive. So let's hear from you shortly. We'll enjoy some music in the meantime. I'll be right back. We stumble through the phrases, throwing caution to the shame. It's like you said, ooh, this change is no more sad than sweet to you. It's out of mind, those things that hurt you. It moves right through. Sacrifice. Folks, you did hear the phones ring earlier, and I just want to give a huge, huge thank you to John Benson for Johnny for reaching out. Sorry, I used your full government name. John, thank you for calling and making a donation. A $125 pledge brings my show total to $510. That's not a small amount of money, and every single dollar of that is going to keep this station alive, keep these radio waves flowing from our broadcasting tower to your ears. So thank you, John, for donating. I deeply appreciate you. And the station appreciates you. John was helping out last weekend on the phones. We got to chat a bit during the show, so I appreciate you tuned in, too. That's that's a comforting thought, knowing that folks like you are listening right now. Well, playing some Greg McPherson underneath us right now. This is a song called Buy a Ticket. And It's a beautiful tune. I know some people, that's how it feels when they call into CKW's fund drive and they make a donation. It feels like they're buying their ticket to the CKW show, a show that goes on every week, every day, every hour. We've got broadcasting coming from so many different individuals, so many volunteers who pour their hearts and souls into the programming we offer on this station. Before that, as I mentioned before, we were listening to two songs from a Seattle band called Great Grandpa. That was Kiss the Dice, and before that was Task. Now, right now, I'm going to ask you to kiss the dice so that CKW can throw another round of craps in a metaphorical sense, of course. Which is to say that we are asking for your donations so we can continue gambling on a future where small-scale, non-profit community radio stations can still win big and exist side-by-side with corporate commercial giants. It's a weird fight. Not really a fight, but it's a weird competition, so to speak. In a medium that maybe feels less relevant some days when compared to digital video and audio streaming. But we've lasted this long because we have strong ideals and a foundation rooted in community support that goes both ways. We strive to support the community that listens to us by telling the community's stories and playing the songs of our neighbors, our friends, our family, all while hoping that the support comes back to us in our time of need, such as it is now during Fund Drive. For anyone out there who's feeling a little phone shy today, I totally understand. It's kind of how I feel on a regular basis. But we do have an alternative option for you. What you could do is get on your phone or a computer. Maybe you've got an iPad, or you can go to a library tomorrow, but ideally sooner than later. What you could do is go to ckuw.ca/donate. And on that website, we have all the details on how you can donate at different pledge levels for tax receipts or incentives. Things that'll make you feel proud to visibly show off your support around the city for CKW. And I know, I feel like in the past when I've worn my CKW t-shirts around at festivals and concerts and such, even not at music-related things, there's this sense of belonging that comes with it. It's being able to, like, without speaking it, I can kind of brag that I don't just live here and I consume what I need to survive, but I give back. I participate in the sense of home, and I contribute to organizations and people I believe in, and I can show it. And I know I'm not alone in sharing those feelings because you're tuned into this station in the first place. Normally radio kind of feels like a one-way conversation, right? Where you have to listen to me talk and play songs for you. That's just the nature of radio. But what's cool is that today you have this special opportunity to sort of speak up on your side of the conversation and give us a call. You get to let us know how much you love this place through making a financial donation. So give us a ring. Whether you do it now or you call or you go online, I will say that for those of you online, those donations and the notifications that come with them, they come in rather quickly. And so we'll know if you make a donation right now, I'll know before the end of the show. And I would really, really love to say your name on the air and thank you personally from my mouth to your ears. Thank you for your donation. So you're not running out of time. This is a perfect moment right now to get on your computer or on your phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Just a reminder, though, that phone number is 204-774-6877. Now, I know I'm talking about community a lot, platform a lot today. I'm trying to think of alternative words, but talking about CKW as a platform, it's kind of interesting to think of it like a stage, you know? Like, we're kind of like a variety show with musical acts, comedy acts. We have hosts that have live discussions. We've got news about our community as well as the world that's well beyond our perimeter highway. It's kind of like a stage where your donations make sure to keep the lights on, where we keep the speakers powered up and keep the microphones loud and clear for everyone to hear. I'm going to kind of lean on that analogy of a stage when talking about something that I experienced earlier this week at one of my favorite music venues in the city. It's the Times Change High and Lonesome Club. I was there on Wednesday for Boy Golden's listening party, which was kind of an impromptu event of sorts, where he played some songs while doing crowd requests and even, pulling questions out of a box and answering Q&A items. It was hilarious and informal and really comfortable. And then he played his record in full before it was released to the rest of the world on Friday. It's cool because in living in proximity to artists like Boy Golden, we are rewarded not only by the music they create here, but the opportunities they give us to enjoy it first at home, to celebrate the elements in their music that tie back into the community itself. You know, like listening to songs about places he's traveled to, but also stories about growing up in Brandon and even working at that bar at the Times Change Hall while being surrounded by a crowd that included so many musicians that I mentioned on air last Sunday on my last Fine Drive episode. It's just wild being surrounded by all this stuff that, like, it's tangible, you know? These are real people making art and believing in community and creating community, and that's very much encapsulates what we're trying to do here at CKW. Now, I also love how the Times Change High and Lonesome can keep existing as a platform for local musicians and folks like Boy Golden, who can bring that same local music to stages around the world, like Pickathon or Bonnaroo or even in Europe. It's a bar that's gone through its own struggles and can survive amongst developments and financial issues downtown. But it's also survived because of the community's support. You know, there's like a sense of home in that bar that goes beyond the personal level. I keep thinking about how when I sometimes step foot in a bar like that, it reminds me of CKW, not just in the sense of community I get inside, but visually. The walls are littered with ads for old shows, for events, for artists who've been long dead and brand new artists. And there's just like layer upon layer of meaningful marks that have been made upon the community. And it kind of looks that way in CKW. Our walls are covered in band posters, show posters, things from previous fund drives, maybe even like little notes left by touring bands who appreciated the support they got from this station. And like, I don't know, there's a... being able to tie those two things together and see the links, it just makes me feel like more at home. But CKW, like the Times Changed, doesn't just exist on its own. You know, people have to go out and have to support it. Whether you buy tickets to see shows or you donate to Fund Drive, you're believing in a sense of community that celebrates a storied past. And by calling 204-774-6877, you can keep that dream alive for us and keep us making these walls thicker and thicker with more and more posters and interesting things to look at in the future. I'm looking at a poster right now that says Greg McPherson's name right on it. I'm listening to a song right now called Ceilings Tell Stories. While you listen to this song, I want you to think about the stories that the buildings can tell that encapsulate all these organizations and businesses and like-minded groups like the Times Change and CKW and all the stories they could tell. Consenting listener.
soon. I close both my eyes, warm in the red glow of digital time clock. Somebody knocked, somebody's out in the hall. Phone conversation words sift through my walls. Excuse me, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I'll leave you a while. Wait for me. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I'll leave you a while. Wait for me. My clothes aren't quite dry. What did she do then? And of course, please come in and
back, folks. That was Ceilings Tell Stories by Greg McPherson, and before that we heard another two songs, Buy a Ticket and Windy, all three of those tracks being songs off of his record Balanced on a Pin. And that particular album was released in 1999, which I think is an interesting year because that's also the first year CKRW joined the FM radio waves. I know I'm not the only one who loves playing Greg's records on this station, partly because we proudly have his art and his show posters and whatnot on our walls, but because he seems to be a musician that embodies the same sort of beliefs that keep us going at CKW. You know, the fact that he's still performing and writing and recording music just as long as CKW has been a station, sort of a testament to the communities we exist in. You know, the fact that we've continually created a home that allows both art and the platforms that broadcast that art to flourish. But as I mentioned earlier in the show, this isn't something we should take for granted and keep consuming for free. You know, CKW exists as an ad-free radio station only because it keeps itself divested from corporate interests and private commercial control. CKW thrives because we are given the opportunity to exist and make radio with your financial support. We'd love to hear you call right now at 204-774-6877 to make a donation today and celebrate the fact that we can have a radio station like ours that plays music from some of our most beloved community members, but also gives a future platform to folks like Greg, who will go by different names and make new music in the future. That's the kind of the legacy we're protecting here, but we're trying to create in the future. And I know it's worth noting that there are people listening to this station, maybe you yourself, you've been regular listeners for as long as this station's been on air. I know in 1999 I was 9 years old and I didn't have enough good taste to tune into the station. But for a long time we've offered programs even like Mud Puddle Radio, where like kids get to be broadcasters, and Radio Camp, and there's opportunities for people of all ages to participate in radio. I love thinking about the fact that, you know, there's a show right after mine. Island Vibes has been on the air since 1999. Like, DJ Vibesman's been doing it since day one. I had no idea about that the first few years that I'd always come in and Sheldon and I would chat with Sunil and just be like, and then later to find out, oh, like, this man's a legend. Like, there's only so few shows on the station that have been around since 1999. I believe there's Department 13 and Voyage. I think there's a few others. Maybe, let me double check. the electric chair. I need to double check some of my facts here. I'm still new to the station in the general scope of things. I've only been here for about 10 and a half years. But I love what I've absorbed from a lot of the folks who run this place, who are still involved or who were involved, but their legacy, you know, lasts on. And I like thinking about Ruck and Ronnie Lindsay. It was a sad thing a few years ago when he passed away, but he was my first, like, really meaningful connection to this radio station. He actually worked at The Times Changed and heard my brother and I performing in our band. We had a duo. And he played our music on the station, and he actually brought us in for an interview. It might have been for Fun Drive, I can't remember for sure, but like knowing someone actually cared about our music and like enough that they wanted to bring us on the radio, it felt really special. And it was so nice having someone like Ruck and Ronnie take us under his wing and play us on Blues Day Tuesday. And then also finding out years later that he'd been involved in the station not only since 1999, but maybe since like well before. I don't know, but since the 60s, there are folks out there listening. Maybe you know more about the legacy of Ruck and Ronnie, but like the little that I know still has me sort of in awe of the man and just a deep appreciation for everything he gave to the station, how much passion he had. And for people like that to exist and to continually come back here time and time again, as he did until his untimely passing, I think it speaks to just the power of this place and the like meaningful mark it has left and continues to leave on this community. And as I'm going to keep saying forever and ever until we don't have to have fun drives anymore, for the greater future, we cannot continue to have that kind of legacy and to build opportunities for future broadcasters to make a mark on this, the city we live in, without your financial support. So please call us at 204-774-6877. We'd really love to hear from you. Maybe you want to call and tell you're going to a story about Ruck and Ronnie, or maybe you have a dear family member who is a new host, an old volunteer. I don't know. Just give us a call and talk about what you love about the station. We'd love to hear from you. Now, I'm playing some local music underneath us. I did kick off the show with some American artists just because they're very near and dear to my heart, and just because of where they live doesn't necessarily mean it defines them fully as a person, despite what the country's going through right now. But I will say that the rest of this program has been entirely Canadian content. We were listening to Great Wealth before that with a new track of theirs called Six St. James, and right now it's Ghost Twin with Pinky's Bubble Egg. And some haunting cinematic tunage. Now, one thing I kind of been meditating on today and recently is, as a radio station that's been on the air for 27 years, despite many competitive and detrimental factors, I would say that its resistance, like our resistance to give in, to avoid giving in, I should say, to outside influences that want us to go away or to change in ways that run counter to our principles, is a beautiful thing. You know, like there's a spirit of resistance that lives here that I think really takes inspiration, maybe not directly, but like at least in my mind, from powerful local figures of resistance like Louis Riel. Like right now we're enjoying the benefits of a long weekend, but not everybody's just going into this long weekend, I would say, being like, hey, this is a good time to reflect on the legacy of Louis Riel. But you have not only a provincial but like a national symbol of resistance here. And maybe comparing that to CKW is a stretch, but there's a similar spirit there that I think we should celebrate. You know, like I'm right now wearing a hoodie that says Manitoba Métis Federation. It's a Red River Métis, the Métis nation here. We live in the heart of this nation's homeland. And having right before this show been at Festival de Voyageurs as like a celebration of a people who continue to exist despite so many factors against them is inspiring. Even if sometimes we get a little carried away from the original reasons that we were celebrating that resistance and we lean into the fun things, yeah, that's fine. It's good and all, but I think it is important to bring it back, strip it back, and remember, what did these people or what did these organizations stand for and why do they still exist? Is because they were able to resist. And CKW is able to keep existing as a radio station and resisting all those strange corporate controls and the needs of advertising in so many forms of media with your support. So please, please give us a phone call. We'd love to hear from you. The number's 204-774-6877. And I will reward your listening with a song right now. This is a beautiful number. An Ontario musician who calls Winnipeg her second home, apparently. Love it. This is Eye of the Storm by George Harmer. Be right back with plenty more songs and some more messages after this.
As you breathe out.
Welcome back, folks. That was Eye of the Storm by Georgia Harmer off of her newest record of the same name. And And there's another artist whose t-shirt I proudly wear around town when I'm not wearing a CQW Fun Drive t-shirt. Georgia's got a lot of friends living in Winnipeg, and every time she comes here and performs, she usually says something on stage about, like, this is kind of like my second home, and there's so many people live here that I love and perform with and make music with. And I love that for her, for us, for all the people she's involved with. Although that song, Eye of the Storm, reminded me that I have some stationly duties that I am slightly neglecting. Just want to remind you, you are listening to the Gashly Crumtinies on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Daniel. We're broadcasting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba. And right now in Winnipeg, at least at the Forks, it is a balmy minus 1 degrees Celsius. 1 degree. It's not even plural. It's just 1 degree. Minus one. Feels like minus two, though. It's going down to minus nine overnight and clearing. Tomorrow, high of zero, minus four overnight. And then Tuesday, minus one, and getting us into a period of snow. Tuesday evening, there's periods of snow. Minus five is the low overnight. Wednesday, high of minus five. Not getting much lower overnight, but still snow, straight snow throughout Wednesday into Thursday and Thursday evening. Thursday evening, when the snow stops, it's going to cool right down, get about 19 degrees below zero. Friday is a high of minus 14 down to minus 22 overnight, and Saturday minus 15. So that proper cold is coming back for Festival du Voyageur. It wouldn't be a proper festival without a little chill, wouldn't it? I don't know. But we're stubborn folks here. You know, Winnipeg is a place that I don't know if everybody's known for its stubbornness, but there's enough people I know, enough organizations that have continued to exist in a spirit of resilience and resistance that is kind of akin to stubbornness. And I'm going to just meditate on that thought because I stumbled upon a story. It was put up by the CTV News on their Winnipeg website, and it was called Winnipeg Survival of the Stubborn, The Little-Known Histories of Winnipeg's Holdout Homes. And there's this one little part that focuses on a house on Fort Street. Apparently it was noted as a piece of Winnipeg punk history, but it also was featured in the movie Universal Language from Matthew Rankin. I don't think the article noted that, but I knew it instantly, because I'd seen the house before, in person, a number of times, being downtown. It's hard to miss, but it also blends in. And when you see that in a film that's about Winnipeg, the house really stands out, like they go in it, or they at least act like they're going in it. But I'll read a short portion of the article itself. So it starts with like this. Stroll south on Portage Avenue onto Fort Street, past surface parking lots and the Pyramid Cabaret, and you'll come upon another of Cassidy's notable lonely houses. A one-story, wood-framed home painted dusty sky blue is wedged snugly against a storage garage, looking perfectly out of place. This is Squire's house. It's just a little house, Cassidy explained. It was built in 1902, and somehow the house managed to survive all this commercial development that took place around it. According to the Manitoba Historical Society, the first occupant was a cab driver named William Squires, who lived there with his family. They moved out in 1904, and it remained a single-family home well into the 70s. Now, in the 1980s, the house was the center of the city's punk music community, as the Manitoba Historical Society writes. The Leather and Mohawks left later that decade as the home became office space for an archaeological consulting company. It gained and lost historic designation status over the decades, alongside countless residential and commercial tenants, and it's currently owned by Westgate Developments. So fun little facts for the house on Fort Street. Kind of want to find in the background the actual address of the Squire's house. But knowing that that exists, you know, focusing on this little home, this little one-story wood frame house on Fort Street at 130 Fort Street, it's been around since 1902. I love that we have things like that as kind of like a great example, or sort of like a symbol that stands out and speaks for a lot of other things in the city that have managed to resist overdevelopment. It's not to say that everything needs to stay the same as it was in the past, but we can't completely pave over everything that's been here since our creation. And I know sometimes it feels a little funny to, you know, get into the weeds of what's old enough. here versus European history or ways of looking at history in African nations, in Asian nations. There's so many different ways of approaching it. But what we have here, and basing a lot of things on the history of colonization and settlement, you know, like that's a whole other conversation I kind of don't have the time to wade into. But I want to just focus on the fact that, like, all these businesses and sky rises can pop up around a small single-story house, the Squire's House in Winnipeg. It's been here since 1902. And for a house that's 124 years to keep looking like it does, gives me hope for institutions in the city that are much younger but deserve to live to 125. Like, who knows what radio is going to look like in 125 years or even 100 years from now, but if CKW lives to be as old as the Squire's House is, I think it'll be because there are just enough people in this city who have that spirit of resistance and stubbornness to keep it going. Now, stubbornness sometimes has a negative connotation, but I want to focus on the positive side of it, because sometimes there's a grasping to beautiful things that we want to do. Ooh, thank you. At the station. And we only manage to do that with your financial support. I don't think that's even a lofty connection to make, because it's the stubbornness and the resistive intentions, that sort of gut instinct that our listeners have to keep coming back time and time again to CKW and to support us during our time of need, during Fund Drive. Our station's goal is $60,000. We're a little shy of that at $32,811. But every second we have more and more donations pouring in, and we're getting closer and closer to our goal. So give us a ring at 204-774-6877. Uganda would love to talk to you about all the incentive options and all the pledge levels we have to offer as our thank you for your donations. While you mull it over and get your phone out, I'm going to play some Guilty Sleep for you. This is a wonderful local band that is playing later this week at Festival de Voyageur. Anyways, enjoy some tunes. I'll be right back. Close out this episode of the Gash Grim Tinies.
Situation.
right, folks, that was Waltz for Fallen Lovers by Guilty Sleep. Before that, a tune called Family Tree off their record Through the Garden. You're listening to the Gashly Crumtinies, and I got about 6 minutes left to squeeze out of this evening. That makes sense? I don't know. I'm going to play some Grotoco and some Glass Reel underneath us. This is a tune called Bedrooms. And thinking about that last song, Waltz for Fallen Lovers, you know, another thing going on this weekend. It's not just Louis Riel Day tomorrow. Yesterday was Valentine's Day, and more than once I found myself tuning into this radio station and listening to other hosts, trying to get a sense of how other people are approaching Fun Drive, what they say, and just seeing how it hits me as a listener and not just as a volunteer or as a host thinking about my own show. And it was nice because there are moments where it kind of felt like love letters, sort of Valentines being cast out from those volunteers to the station itself. And I kind of like how that idea exists, in that every single donation we get is kind of like a little Valentine to CKW. You know, every little bit of financial support we receive is just, it sort of translates into just a little more love for the station. And I know you feel it, but can you show it? I think you can. I'd really love to hear from you. Our phone number is 204-774-6877. I believe that on a touchtone phone, it's 204-SPIN-UPS. We've got a few more minutes left before I take off, and I think you're going to take off as well. And we'll turn the dials over to Island Vibes. You've still got time, so please give us a call. That number one more time, 204-774-6877. And send us a little financial Valentine to support us here in our time of need during Fun Drive. We deeply appreciate it. Now, in terms of those donations, I just want to remind you folks at home, we have different pledge levels. We have different incentive levels, whether you want a tax receipt or you want a toque, maybe a t-shirt or a hoodie. In 2026, this year, obviously, starting at, I believe, the $95.90 pledge level, which is very easy to remember. It's the frequency of our radio station, 95.9 FM. At that level, you not only get a friend's card and a CKW toque, but you get a brand new option. It's a cotton canvas tote. It's a 16-inch square. It's made in Canada, and it features the artwork designed for us this year by Natalie Mark, our wonderful local artist and illustrator who donated the beautiful design. I can't wait for my t-shirt and my tote. I've got mine coming in. I donated at a slightly higher pledge level, but $95.90 will still get you those beautiful things. And the best way to secure your tote and your toque right now are by calling us at 204-774-6877. And while double-checking those details on our website, I came across a comment from one of our listeners in the UK who said, "I regularly download a pile of podcasts from CKW shows to get me through the working day. There's Amateur Hour, Are You Awake, The Carp, Trouble with the Sandman, Only Cowards. The list goes on." They say, "These are all outstanding shows. CKW is light years better than any radio I can receive here in the UK. So keep up the great work." And I love hearing and reading comments like that, because it reminds me that while a lot of our listenership does come from Winnipeg, we have folks abroad who listen. I know my friend in Montreal, who's from Spain, listens to the show. I appreciate you, Emma. Thank you. I know in the past we had a friend in Georgia, the state of Georgia, who listened to our show regularly. And whether you are just tuning in freshly, you came across us on a site like Radio Garden, who knows where, we appreciate you listening, giving us this platform to play local music, like the song by Grotoco right now. Oh no, wait, this is Glass Reel. Sorry, with a tune called Myself Instead. And yeah, we appreciate having this opportunity. We don't take for granted your donations. We appreciate every single one that's been made so far. But the time is not up yet. Maybe this isn't the exact moment you're ready to make a donation, but I hope you give it some serious thought tomorrow on your day off. Think about how and where you want to spend your hard-earned money. And I feel like you're going to come to the same conclusion I did, that CKW is a worthy recipient of your donation. So give us a call. It's not too late. 204-774-6877. Maybe we can get one more call in before we shift over to Island Vibes. I'd love to hear that. In any case, I hope you have a lovely night ahead. Good rest of your long weekend. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to CKW. Keep it tuned to this this radio station, though. We've got a lot more programming for you coming up the rest of this week, particularly up next. Island Vibes will guide you.